Good morning and welcome to this Monday morning devotions. My name is Ndaba Mazabani and I'm one of the pastors at Rosebank Union Church in Hellingham, Sandton. I'll be sharing the reading of God's Word and some thoughts that I hope you will find helpful and uplifting during this month of December. And so thank you. Thank you for taking your time to listen to Radio Today this morning. My thoughts will be based on the passage found in the book of Hebrews. In the New Testament, I'll be reading chapter 13 and the first three verses. Why don't you take a moment now and reach out to your Bible, if you can, as we listen now to this lovely song that I'd like to play for you, and hope that as you'll make it your prayer and approach it in that way. It's called In This Moment.
Of grace, I wanna know your spirit, I wanna learn to pray, so teach me to love you and obey. In this moment, may my heart be true. In this moment, may my eyes see you. Find you here, call my name and draw me near as I pray to know you.
I hope you have enjoyed that lovely song in this moment, and I pray that your desire would be to allow yourself and open yourself to God, and may He use you this day. You know, December month is traditionally a month of giving. You know, many of us will be giving and receiving gifts. You know, gifts comes in all shapes and sizes. Usually, you know, this is the time when people really appreciate receiving something from someone. But I must admit that there are occasions when we don't fully appreciate those gifts given to us. I remember how as a child I used to be given things that I did not like, and how it at best would leave me frustrated and with a twinge of jealousy as I look at my other siblings just enjoying their gifts. Let me ask you a question. Are you planning to give gifts to others this month? Wouldn't it be nice then to have a list of gifts that you know will always be embraced and appreciated? Thankfully, the Bible do offer us a hint of gifts that we can give that will not only be appreciated, but also leave a lasting impact on both the giver and the receiver. So I've opened my Bible in Hebrews chapter 13, verses 1 to 3. In these verses, I found one such list of what I called gifts worth giving during this month of the Advent, gifts that will always be received with gratitude. So join me then as I read from the updated version of the NIV. Keep on loving one another as brothers and sisters. Do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by so doing, some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it. Continue to remember those in prison as if you are together with them in prison, and those who are mistreated as if you yourself were suffering with them. Now, as I look at these verses, and as I said, you know, this is the time when we would love to give gifts that could be appreciated. I'm going to encourage you to, at least this time of the year, prepare yourself, embrace yourself to give at least three gifts that I find in these verses. First on my list is a gift of love. In verse 1, the writer says, keep on loving one another as brothers and sisters. I know that this word love is overworked in our culture. For an example, I say to people, I love my wife, I love my dog, I love my car, and of course, I love you, and I love God at the same time. Here the writer urges us to practice what he calls brotherly and sisterly love, a love that is warm and affectionate towards others, a love that is unselfish and Christ-like. See, love is putting into action our experience of God's love in our lives. See, love is meeting the needs of others just as God has met our deepest need. See, the text here focuses on those in the household of God, of faith, that is Christians that we perhaps fellowship with and go to church. I'm sure it also extends to those who are close to us, such as our families, our friends, our colleagues. And this is an encouragement then to us to do it continuously, because the writer here says, keep on loving each other. The second gift is the gift of hospitality. You see, in order to prevent friendship from becoming ingrown and cliquish, the writer shows that we are to open our door not only to the saints, but to strangers as well as those we don't know. Listen to his words in verse 2. Do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by so doing, some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it. You see, in verse 1, it's all about the love of brothers and sisters in Christ. And in verse 2 is about the love of strangers. See, friends, when we show love to strangers, we mirror God's love, which extends not only to those within the family of faith, but to those who are outside. By being hospitable, by exercising this gift of hospitality to strangers, we are putting ourselves in a position of playing reception to angels. And none of us, I believe, would like to close the door of that possibility. And may God then give you discernment during this festive season to give the gift of hospitality, to open your door for those that may be unfortunate and in need. Let me take you then to the last gift, the gift of compassion. The writer here says, continue to remember those in prison as if you were together with them in prison, and those who are mistreated as if you yourself were suffering. In these words, I read two things. He speaks about us being sympathetic to those who are in prison. But equally, he says, as you think of those who are in prison and those who are mistreated, think about them as if you yourself were suffering. This is empathy. We move from sympathy to empathy. So friends, the gift of compassion is addressed to those who are battered and broken in many ways. Some of them are incarcerated and separated from their loved ones. And we are to treat them the same way Christ would, with mercy and grace and pity. We are to sympathize with their circumstances and seek ways in which we could alleviate their burdens and their difficulties. For me, compassion means we are moved by what we see happen in others. We feel their pain, identify with their sufferings. I mean, what a gift to give during this time. I'm going to urge you then to think of creative ways you can demonstrate your love for those you know. Be practical and do not be deterred if initially it's hard and difficult. Look around you. Do you see those who are lonely and marginalized? Reach out to them and be hospitable and welcoming. We're going to play a song that I pray that it will be your prayer as you listen with joy and celebration. As you go throughout this week, your love may be demonstrated, your hospitality may be practical, and may compassion move you and I and cause us to act in His love by sharing what we have, by showing radical hospitality, and by sharing the Lord with those who are burdened and suffer alongside them. Let me say again that at the Rosebank Union Church, we would love to hear from you if you want to visit us. We're situated at the corner of William Nicol and St. Andrews in Hellingham, Sandton. would love to welcome you. And also, if you want to know more about us, you can visit our website. It's rosebankunion.org, and you will find so many things that we can know and follow about our church. Hope to see you then next week, Monday. May God grant you wisdom this week as you obey His word.
Amen. That saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found.